Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we've been kind of a little bit all over the map here tonight. We talked about the Bearcat, the tank situation in Concord briefly. Talked about Lava Bid and this owner of this business who shut down his entire business, rather than be the tool of the federal government and give them a back door into his email encryption service. And that guy's a hero, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, he's not the only one. There are other people who have taken great risks, put themselves at their personal freedom at great risk, like Ed Snowden, Julian Assange. These are people who, put it all on the line for the world and for more people to be more free and to have more information about the oppressors in government. There was actually a little bit more about the LavaBit owner that I felt we should throw out there. This guy's name is Ladar Levinson, and he shut down his whole company rather than give the FBI or NSA a backdoor into his company and into the 10,000 users that he had that were paying for an encryption service. He had 400,000+ users total, but about 10,000 were paying for the encrypted side of this email site, LavaBit.com. Now, Mr. Levinson, the business owner in this case, did stress that he has complied over time with upwards of 24 court orders for information in the past that were targeted at specific users. So it's not like this guy was ultra, ultra principled and was willing to put his whole business on the line for just one warrant that came through. And as he said here, over a decade of running this business, he had about a dozen users targeted by some law enforcement agency, some sort of a warrant, and he did give them access in that case.
What kind of access could he give? I mean, he doesn't have access to the encryption. He can't get into these people's accounts. So what kind of access did he give them?
That's another good question. It says he complied with those court orders, so you're right. I don't know what that means.
Shut down their...
Yeah, maybe. You're right, Mark. I'm sorry. I don't know what it means when he says he complied with those orders. But he said that this one was different. This order that he's received recently required him to cooperate in broadly based surveillance that would scoop up information about all of the users on his service. He likened the demands to a requirement to install a tap on his telephone. Those demands apparently began about the time that Snowden surfaced as one of his customers, apparently triggering a secret legal battle between Levinson and federal prosecutors. Levinson said he's been threatened with arrest multiple times over the past 6 weeks, but that he made his stand on principle. He said, "I think it's important to point out that what prompted me to shut down my service wasn't access to one person's data. It was about protecting the privacy of all of my users." He started up a legal defense fund and says he's got an overwhelming response, raising more than $90,000 in the past few days. Among those now backing him include former Texas Congressman and Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, who told NBC News on Tuesday that Mr. Levinson's legal battle should, quote, be in the interests of everybody who cares about liberty. You know, when you got Ron Paul on your side, you're probably doing something right. So good on him.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, good on him for standing up. And really the question is, would you do the same thing? If the federal government came into your business and demanded that you hand over all of your files to them about all of your customers, what would you do?
Well, the vast majority of people would do exactly what the vast majority of online businesses have done up to this point.
And fold.
Comply.
And do what they're told. I understand that's what most people would do, but I still think it's important for each individual who's listening to this discussion to ask themselves that question. Maybe you've never really confronted yourself with a question like that before. If so, now is a good time to think about it. Now is a good time to really put some thought, you know, take some time after the show is over tonight and, you know, maybe when you're going to sleep, focus on this question of what would I do? What would you do if you were put in a similar position where you would be facing some sort of punishment? If you roll over on your customers, where you either do as you're told by your masters in the federal government, or you yourself could be strung up on something, would you be willing to risk it all? Would you be willing to put your freedom on the line for the future of freedom for others? Most people wouldn't.
Well,
what about you?
I mean, when you take a look at what politicians have done in this country, they've actually enslaved unborn generations. I mean, yes, this country has had debt its entire history. I think its lowest debt was during Andrew Jackson's term, and what was he, the ninth president? Hmm. So we're talking about the early 19th century here. And I think the debt was $20,000, and obviously that's more in today's dollars, but still nothing compared to the trillions of dollars that have been added under Barack Obama, and the trillions... Few trillions were added under George Bush, and it just keeps on piling up and up and up. We're to the point where future generations simply can't produce enough to pay the debt. And that's when you know your empire is doomed. That's how you know the United States government is doomed.
When debt outstrips the GDP or whatever.
It has cocked so much of its future that essentially it's either... It's left two choices, the enslavement of the future generations or the inflation of the currency, and by that I mean printing dollars in order to pay off China and pay off the Federal Reserve, which is only a quasi-governmental agency. They still need to be paid, and they are the lender of last resort for the United States government, so whenever the United States government wants more money, they go to ultimately the Federal Reserve has to pay. So,
yep, that's their deal.
That's it. It's over. It's screwed. Either the dollar dies or the United States government dies. And the United States government floats atop the dollar. So this is a catch-22 if I've ever seen one. I think people are so worried in this country about who's coming in and taking our jobs. Mm. You know what they should be worried about? They should be worried about the immigration policy in places like China and Southeast Asia, where you can see the economy's growing. That's where you need to be worried about the immigration policy, because your kids are probably going to need to get in there.
To move to China.
What else is there?
Yeah.
The dollar is not going to be the world's reserve currency much longer. That's shaking at its foundations at this moment. Whether the United States continues to exist, I don't know, but it has...
It can't last forever. I mean, look.
There's too many laws. They're all piled up.
The Soviet Union didn't make it, and the U.S. government is in bad shape.
No empire's ever made it.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, the larger they get, the more top-heavy they become, and there's only so much money printing that can get them out of this. And it can never get them out of it forever. It can just stave off the inevitable collapse. And how far we are away from that is really a good question. And no one knows. You know, is it all going to come crashing down tomorrow, next week, 3 months down the road, 5 years? I mean, it could be any time. And what's it going to look like? How devastating will it be to people and their lives, and especially the people that depend on the federal government? You know, there are a lot of people that have
Social Security, people
disability,
who are on, employees, people who are on welfare and disability.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are going to be harmed.
Yeah, absolutely. And there will be no recourse. Because how can you sue an organization that has nothing left? How can, you know, what will you do? Like, you can't sue the city of Detroit. They don't have anything.
Well, you can sue them, but they can just go away.
But that's what I mean. You can sue them, but what are you going to ultimately get out of it? These people that have been working in Detroit for the city that are now retired and collecting a pension, they're going to, you know, they've got their lawsuit pending. It's currently on hold, last I heard, because of the bankruptcy proceedings. But what are you going to do? How are you going to get money out of the city of Detroit? It's just not going to happen, right?
You can't.
Yeah. So
they're going to fold.
Yeah. So that's something that people need to keep in mind is, you know, when this goes down, whatever it is, whatever it ends up looking like, you know, a lot of people are going to be worried about the people that are receiving the welfare and what will go on to take care of those folks. Well, the fact is, we'll have to take care of our neighbors. You won't be able to lean on some state that you've never seen any of the people that work for it, the federal government in this case. You'll have to actually, you know, people in the community will have to organize. They'll have to use existing charities. New ones will have to spring up to assist the people that are in need. And it'll happen. It'll happen. It might be a bit of a bumpy process, but it's one that will occur because people do care about each other. We don't need the government to prove that. In fact, that proves the opposite. More coming up. We talk a lot.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. And we're doing the live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. More of your calls, of course, if you make them, you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE.
SACL CAI brings you the phone lines. One of the principals over at SACL CAI is Jason Osborne. He's a big supporter of the Ideas of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, and frankly, what we do probably would have, Free Talk Live wouldn't be what it is today without Jason Osborne and his help.
No doubt.
Jason Osborne participates in another podcast, and that podcast is called School Sucks Project. Now, School Sucks Project isn't a project against the ideas of education. It's against the ideas of state indoctrination, and that the idea that the way we teach kids, the way the kids are taught largely in most schools, including private schools around the country, may not be the best way to educate kids, or people for that matter, because we're all learning all the time. School Sucks Project looks at that. It looks at personal growth, better communication strategies, parenting techniques, critical thinking skills, self-education, and all kinds of learning alternatives. SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Story coming from the Independent Institute at independent.org on their blog about Bono, the singer from U2, who for a long time seemed to kind of be a socialist, at least in the public statements that I've seen him make.
Certainly had that feel.
People change. People can change.
Well, who knows if he's changed? It's just had that feel.
This article definitely has the feeling that maybe he's changed some of his beliefs here, okay, because he's being quoted as saying that capitalism takes more people out of poverty than aid. A research fellow, George Aty, met the Irish rock star Bono in July of 2007 during a TED conference. The professor was speaking, and in knowing that Bono would be in the audience, he explains that I made a special effort to rip into the foreign aid establishment. Later, Bono said he liked my speech.
Who was this?
Professor George Aty, A-Y-I-T-T-E-Y. Aity? I'm happy to hear suggestions.
I don't know
how to pronounce that name. So he ripped into the foreign aid establishment. Later, Bono said he liked my speech, but didn't agree with me that foreign aid is not effective in ending poverty. Because people like Bono, for a long time, have been going to, these benefit concerts, right? They'll play a benefit concert, and it'll all be about giving more, having more governmental involvement and supposedly feeding people and things like that around the world. Of course, anybody that has looked into that knows that in a lot of cases those government aid dollars go to corrupt governments, and therefore the money doesn't really enter people's mouths in the form of food. It goes into the government bureaucrats' pockets and buys new Cadillacs and Mercedes Benzes and bulletproof glass.
I was in New York City maybe more than a decade ago walking past the UN. It's not like I spend a lot of time next to the UN or anything like that, a pig farmer in New Hampshire. But I saw this expensive 7 Series BMW with this country from Africa, and I can't remember which one it was, but it was, I just recalled it at the time. They were in the news for just being poor as hell, and the idea that, and this thing was bulletproof and had those expensive tires on it that can run over anything, right? The idea that that country's government bought this really expensive automobile that probably could have fed, the money from which could probably have fed dozens, if not hundreds, of people
for
in that
years.
Country for at least a year. I was completely sickened by it.
So this author here, or George Aty, the professor in this case, is not the author. The author is David Thoreau. But anyway, Mr. Aty gave him a copy of his book, Africa Unchained, The Blueprint for Development. Bono is the lead singer for U2, one of the most successful rock groups in history, and he became a major proponent of greatly expanded U.S. foreign aid of other government programs, including debt cancellation, to alleviate the dire plight of the world of HIV, AIDS, malaria, abject poverty, and other issues. Bono has further been co-founder and managing director with venture capital firm Elevation Partners, and he may well be the world's wealthiest musician after his investment in the Facebook IPO, which made over $1.5 billion for the firm. Bono is also a Christian. He's an admirer of the work of C.S. Lewis and used Lewis's book, The Screwtape Letters, in a music video for the song Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me.
He's known for his sort of kind of Christian feel to some of his lyrics, yeah.
And that was the theme for the film Batman Forever. More recently, as indicated in an interview with Jim Daly at Focus on the Family, that Lewis might inspire the next U2 album. Just recently, drawing upon his Christian faith in a speech at Georgetown University, he altered his economic and political views and declared that only capitalism can end poverty. And then they've got a video here where he's speaking about that.
So here's a problem I have. Capitalism, I think, I would agree with that statement. But the problem is that I don't define capitalism the way that is necessarily defined by people in the major mainstream media, mm-hmm. people in general, because of the mainstream media in general. Capitalism may mean different things to different people. It could mean exploitation. It could mean, the destroying the environment. It could mean, whatever the Republicans think it means, whatever the Democrats may think, whatever. I don't have any idea what people think capitalism means. To me, capitalism means free people operating freely in a free market. So once you start putting in corrupt politicians and regulations that knock out the bottom rungs of the success ladder for people, once you put those things in place, you no longer have capitalism, because the regulations are almost invariably written by the big businesses in order to keep competition down and to keep themselves in the place that they are. Their lobbyists supply the politicians with these regulations pre-written, and then they vote on them and put it into place. The politicians, they're going to stay in office. They want to make their money. They're looking for the next election. That's all.
Well, the actual quote, Mark, from Bono is, "Aid is just a stopgap. Commerce and entrepreneurial capitalism," so he put that entrepreneurial on in front of it.
I think that's a much better statement.
Yeah, "take more people out of poverty than aid. We need Africa to become an economic powerhouse."
I think,
and so that he could change his viewpoint.
Well, powerhouse is a word that sounds like it sounds like it has power over other people. In order for Africa to be a powerhouse, that means
context.
That somebody else. I guess.
I think the context there is that there needs to be more economic freedom in Africa.
If I'm going to quibble about the term powerhouse, I'm going to quibble a lot less than I would with the term capitalism as laid out bare. So,
I agree with you. I don't like the term capitalism. I think it's been debased, and maybe it never meant what you might say it means. But regardless, I think that in this case,
I want all ships to rise.
Yes.
And I believe that free people working within a free market, that's the best way for all ships to rise.
I like the free market because it doesn't specify capitalism or communism or anything like that.
Right, if you want to try a co-op, you want to try your own little form of communism, that's great.
Maybe it'll work for you.
Some of the biggest insurance companies in the country are co-ops.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on Bono? Looks like one book and meeting the author really changed his viewpoint. It's amazing what a good book can do for somebody. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we share with you. Archives, we got them. They go back for years. You can click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as your little heart desires, all for free at freetalklive.com.
I have been taking a diet product, and that diet product's called Axia 30. I've been taking it for, I guess, I looked it up on the calendar. It's a little over 3 months currently, and I've been losing weight steadily with Axia 30. I guess steadily. I did go on a couple of business trips, and I probably wasn't as great at the way I was eating and things like that. But I've been taking Axia 30 on and been losing weight. I am now below 190 pounds. I was 199.9 according to my scale when I started taking Axia 30. I have not changed my lifestyle in any way, shape, or form, not at all. Now, it'd be nice to, you could lose more weight with Axia 30 by exercising and eating, you know, fewer calories and doing all the things that one needs to do in order to lose weight, but I haven't changed my life at all, and I've lost over 10 pounds now, and I'm really excited about it because I really didn't know what to do. I just didn't feel like I had the time to exercise, and I didn't feel like my diet was that bad. I wasn't ready to change my diet because I didn't feel like it was that bad. So Axia 30, you can give them a call. By the way, you get a full 3 month money back guarantee. If you don't lose weight with Axia 30, you get your money back. The company's Chamonix, you've heard their name advertising on the radio because they've been around for a long time. You can give them a call at 800-543-6613. It's 800-543-6613. With the three-month full money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. You want a little incentive? Give them a call right now. You can get a free month of Axia 30, absolutely free, with your order, if you call 800-543-6613.
All right, let's go to the phones and to the fun, whether you want to talk about Bono changing his mind about foreign aid or anything goes. Let's go to Jim in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the live Saturday edition. Hey, Jim.
Hey, thank you. I addressed this question to the one who said just before the break at the top of the hour that if the guy wanted to be more influential, not to use the word anarchist, and I wonder, what do you mean by that?
Well, the gentleman who called in said that he used the term anarchy in order to describe.
No, he said anarchist. He said anarchist.
Yeah.
He didn't say anarchy.
Okay. All right. He used the term anarchy.
You use the same word, and I don't understand. What is an anarchy?
No, he doesn't use the same word. Mark, you don't use that word to describe yourself.
No. I'm
correct,
saying
Mark?
The man that called in. What I'm trying to do is ascertain what did you mean by saying you advised him not to use the word anarchist.
In the liberty movement, some people will call themselves anarchists or anarcho-capitalists. This was a term that was coined by Murray Rothbard, and in order to describe...
Capitalist was coined by Marx, right?
Well, it wasn't actually coined by Marx, but it was made popular by Marx.
Okay.
There was an author that used the term capitalism before Marx, but it was a disparaging term initially. So in order to describe a world where there wasn't a top-down hierarchical state controlling, well, frankly, anything it wants to control, Murray Rothbard decided to use the term anarcho and put it in conjunction with the term capitalism in order to create a new political philosophy.
The most defensive term.
May I ask a question? Was this for Kropotkin or Rukinin? We're talking about it.
This would be after. Right.
So then what would he have to do with it? Anarchism has nothing to do with capitalism.
Right.
That's
okay. So
to put the two together.
Right. So anarchist has it been a term, throughout history, sort of allied with the far left. And you're talking, looking at the, Proudhon and the different folks that were in the French.
What is your understanding of an anarchist? What is it?
An anarchist is a person who, for one, I think it's a grammatically incorrect term, but if you want me to use it to work with a term that I disagree with just entirely, I don't think it should exist. I will say that an anarchist is a person who doesn't believe in the existence of the state.
I think the essential meaning is no gods, no rulers. That's the essential nature of the word.
Well, right. I
don't think you have to be an atheist to be an anarchist.
No.
If you take a look,
no, it's just no rulers. Is what I mean.
If you take a look at the work of, is it Tolstoy?
Yep, that's right.
The Kingdom of God is within you.
Yeah.
Those are Christian anarchists.
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever read Emma Goldman or Voltaire and Declare? I mean, have you read any
anarchists? A little bit.
What do you mean by a little bit?
Well, okay, let's assume you've read more than I have, and then
what's
you can
the
go
point
on.
Of the measuring measurement contest here, the penis measuring contest.
Right, but this is easy. Well, I've read more anarchist books than you.
Where are you going with this call, Jim?
I don't think you know what you're talking about, so I think you ought to know before you tell someone else to advise them how to behave.
Okay.
You might understand what you're telling them, And
but I told him not to. He called in and, sort of was talking about the ideas of liberty.
Yeah.
On this show, what we tend to purport are the ideas of voluntarism or maybe libertarianism. One of these terms, the idea of human freedom and human interaction, that the people be free. Whereas it would be my belief that black and red anarchists don't actually believe in this stuff because they believe in a imaginary heaven where people are going to want to live in communes, and I don't know
that.
What's that?
Who in the world told you such a thing as that? It's nonsense. They don't believe in any heaven. They don't believe in any gods.
All right. By heaven, I meant paradise. Okay, a place that cannot exist.
I don't think they believe in paradise either. I think you should read Kropotkin and Michael Bakunin and Emma Goldman and Bolgan.
I have, but wait. I have read some of their stuff.
But
I didn't say that I hadn't read. What's that?
Yeah. you got to do something to make a fool of yourself. I suggest you people talk
okay,
all the time.
Look, everybody, every philosophy will call in and tell me to read something. If you can't encapsulate your philosophy and purport it here on the air, what am I supposed to do with it?
I gave it to you in 5 words. No gods, no rulers. That's
yes, and I rebutted it with Tolstoy.
Well, so you rebutted, how did you rebut it with Tolstoy? He wasn't an Aristotle.
Have you read The Kingdom of God is Within You?
Hey, look, Jim, let me step in on this here, okay?
You guys talk too much and know too little, you know, and you talk too much. You don't let the other people talk. You guys get off on your own voices, and that, you know, you got the radio, you got the power, and that's why the world's a shade of sand. Everybody with the power doesn't know a damn thing about what you're talking about, but they have the power. And they can talk anybody down, that you know, just enough to
You've
say.
You've been on the air for 5 straight minutes. You've had more time on the air than the average caller on any other talk show. Jim, do you want to have a conversation or do you just want to shout? Do you just want to shout?
I want to give you some advice. Read Michael
throw
Bakunin
a Molotov cocktail at you.
No. Read Michael Bakunin and Peter Kropotkin. Okay.
Thank you for that. Now, look. I wanted to have a conversation with you, Jim, because you obviously aren't able to communicate effectively with Mark here, so I'm going to try on my side of things, because I agree Mark's definition of anarchist was not correct. Your definition is a little bit closer to correct, but it's half wrong, as Mark pointed out. The definition of an anarchist is one who does not believe in the idea of rulers, that there should be no rulers, right? There's no God factor on that definition.
No, but that is it. There is no God. There's no rulers. And eventually, isn't God
that's
the ruler
your,
of all things?
That's your choice. If you want to be an atheist, that's fine. You can be an atheist anarchist, but you can also be a Christian anarchist. I am neither of those things.
No, you cannot be a Christian anarchist.
Go read Wikipedia. There's all kinds of different anarchists out there.
Thanks, Jim. I tried to have a conversation with you, but it's not going to work out.
Read Rothbard.
Yeah, 855, 450 free. I have read Tolstoy's The Kingdom of God is Within You, and it's a fine book, and it's definitely a Christian anarchist book. Definitely.
You don't believe my narrow, tiny view of anarchism, so you don't even understand what anarchism is.
So what I wanted to add to the conversation, and Jim didn't want to have a conversation, was that, you know...
I'd read every Emma Goldman book out there and still disagreed with him, what would he have done?
He would have come up with another author.
Right. Now you got to read Kropotkin.
Right.
Every Kropotkin book. You have not read all of them because you do not agree with me.
855, 450 free. Let's come back and talk more about this word that is just a plague on the Liberty Movement. More coming up.
That's 855. Like a guy's not a Liberty Movement.
No, he's not at all. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Alabama. It's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo. Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Talk Live. Take control toll free here, 855-453. Hey, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. There's still time for you, your calls, your thoughts right here, 855-453. That's brought to you by SACL CAI. We also have Skype. No one has availed themselves of Skype tonight, but you can, if you like, just send a request, a contact request, to username lrn.fm. You'll be accepted, and then at that point, it's easy to connect with us on Skype. To sound really, really great on the air. 855-453. The question was brought up by someone who claimed to be a true anarchist. He has
I don't know that he actually claimed it, but he was certainly claimed to be an expert on what anarchism is.
Come on, he seemed like he was. He wanted to appear as the pure, the true anarchist.
It sounded like he just removed his balaclava to make that telephone call.
Yeah, do anarchists wear balaclavas as much as they wear, like, bandanas?
Bandanas across their face. Okay, so I'm going to admit a really short temper. I have a very, very little interest in the conversation that I believe is best stated as this. Socialists calling themselves anarchists, arguing with libertarians calling themselves anarchists over who is the true anarchist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, what a bunch of a big old boring yawn fest.
Okay. I don't know, that was a pretty entertaining call.
It was.
That's just because the dude was a jerk and you're a jerk too, so it's,
So, you know, I mean, who gets, it's like a giant pile of dew, and who gets to plant their big black flag on the top of it? I mean, once you win, you've got a giant pile of dew, and that's the word anarchist. This is one of the most vilified terms in the English language. It is synonymous with terrorist. Yes, by synonymous, I mean it is a synonym of the word terrorist, and you want it. I don't want it. By you, I mean whoever claims to be an anarchist. I don't don't want this term. So I'm not going to argue with somebody about it. But, you know.
No, I don't want it either.
He asked me, well, what do you think the definition of anarchist is? And I said, well, I, the world without a state? A person who believes in a world without a state? I didn't think that was a terrible definition.
Yeah, it's not the accurate, you know, dictionary definition of it.
His was an atheist anarchist.
Yeah, you never actually described, Mark, why you think the word is bad. You never had a chance to really get into why you think the word shouldn't exist.
It's synonymous. Okay, you want the grammatical purpose? Okay, so...
because it means no rulers.
Some people don't tend to like my my definition here, but this is what for me, I find it grammatically incorrect. Anarchist means no ruler, no rulers.
Yeah.
And for that to be true, your body cannot be ruled by yourself. We have a term for self-rulership if you want to use proper suffixes and prefixes and things like that, and that's called an autarchist or an autarchist. I don't call myself that because I don't find that to be convincing in any way, shape, or form. I wouldn't use any of these terms. I like the idea of describing myself as a person who believes in, you know, that free people working in a free market can, you know, solve problems better than anybody else.
So your assertion is that the word anarchist shouldn't exist because it means no rulers. And
it's grammatically incorrect. It's
and you're asserting that everybody owns themselves or rules themselves, and so therefore, how can you have no rulers if you rule yourself?
That's
correct.
That
the idea. And so therefore, autarchist is a more appropriate
or autarchist.
Term. Autarchist.
Right.
Well, look,
irregardless. And yes, I use that term on purpose. You know, irregardless is a term that exists, but it's grammatically incorrect.
Right. Because
people
all you
understand
need
what it means.
Regardless. That's
right.
All you need. You don't need the ear on the front. But okay, so this brings me to a more, I guess, metaphysical level.
Okay.
Let's take the conversation to the next level, because I was having a conversation with Mobile Digit, actually, somebody who used to really give us a lot of help with our website behind the scenes, on Facebook last night about his idea now, and obviously, you know, this is an idea that doesn't belong to him. He's adopted it because he believes it, is that there is no free will. And that that therefore self-ownership is, you know, impossible, you know, that that everything that happens is simply the universe or nature just doing its thing, that you are not at will in the matters of your life. And
so I should have no opinion?
No. But is it possible then that one who is an anarchist or then under your definition of anarchist, that, you know, no rulers, well, if everybody owns themselves, then that definition can't
apply. Nature rules us.
So therefore, someone could be an anarchist if they were coming from the viewpoint of that there is no free will, right?
Then at that point, nature rules us, and one might be better describe themselves as a, you know, nature archist or universe archist.
I see where you're coming from. Then at that point, you are just a tool, a passive tool of nature.
Part of the
whole
thing.
I don't care for that viewpoint at all. I think it's very disempowering. I understand the argument for it. The argument being that everything's connected. That the universe
is. If I pick a red shirt to wear today, and I have two shirts. Both of them seem to somehow remain clean all the time.
Okay.
Actually, I have four shirts, and two of them are red and two of them are blue. And I pick the red shirt today. Can I not choose the blue shirt tomorrow?
You could. The person who is arguing for no free will, and I'm not that person, so my understanding of this argument, and I'm sure someone will call if they would like to at 855-450-FREE.
I've heard this stuff too, and I have not even looked into it because it seems so uninteresting.
The claim is essentially that you didn't pick that, you know, the universe did, and that you only did that because that's the sum of your life so far or whatever, that you know, your past, whatever actions or things happened to you in your past have led you to this point, and that you had to make that choice, that it wasn't actually a choice at all, that it was the will of the universe or something like that.
You know, I wish that choices were as easy as what you're talking about, but in fact, I have to deal with the horns of dilemmas all the time, running my own business. I make decisions all the time, running our business. I have to make decisions all of the time. So I tend to think that I am making my own decisions. Of course, it always appears that way, right?
Yeah.
It just doesn't
so ridiculous.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Also, because of the personality type I am, I'm not a person who's very interested in theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, morality, I'll talk to you about. The theory sort of, it tends to confuse me and frustrate me.
Like the meaning of life and the why we're here and
practical
questions like that.
Applications of ideas, how to make people's lives better today.
Yeah. See, the interesting thing about this conversation for me about the no free will viewpoint is that I can agree with a lot of the premises on which they base this particular viewpoint. That is that I agree that everything's connected. I agree that, you know, we are the universe experiencing itself, that that's what this experience is.
I like that phrase. I don't know what the hell it means.
Well, the idea being that the universe started, you know, if you believe this, is the Big Bang or whatever the starting point was, and it expanded out from that point. And, you know, there's all these elements that came out of that, and those elements have over time evolved into the bodies that we currently have today, and now we have consciousness attached to those bodies, and so we're essentially all of those things that were originally there in the Big Bang here now experiencing itself. So like now we have individualized consciousness or the illusion of that, and we are experiencing
if it's not consciousness, I don't know what it is. I mean, if we can't agree that we're having consciousness and we can't agree that there's a table in between us and we can't agree that table's black, I don't even know what we're talking about. I don't even know why one can have a conversation. How can one have a conversation with a person who is questioning the existence of consciousness?
Yeah, I don't know if they question the existence of consciousness. This is the difficulty. I don't want to speak for the people
right.
who have the
sure,
viewpoint
sure.
that there is no free will. I'm just expressing my understanding of it. So anyway, I agree with the idea that, you know, everything's connected and that we are all part of the universe. But the part I disagree on is that I think that having this individuated consciousness does give you the ability to choose within, you know, the purview that we have here.
Seems like it to me.
And that you are at will, that you are at the, you're the creator, right, of this
Whenever
experience.
Whenever I look at a menu, I have to make a decision.
Yeah, that, you know, what I understand the arguments they make, and certainly it's true that the decisions we make are very much colored by the experiences that we've had, right? When you look at the decision you're going to make, it's going to be influenced very heavily by the experiences you've had in life and the data that you've collected and that sort of
sure.
thing. So that you know, there's an argument to be made there. But to just say that this is all some sort of life on rails and that all choice is an illusion and that, you know, that
I
you're
think
not
many
paying a role
I think I would
this.
Agree that many choices are an illusion. If you're continuing to make the same choice every day, you're not making a choice.
You know, it'd be fun to expound this conversation, but we're not going to do it tonight because we're out of time. And Mark will be here for the live Sunday edition
That's
tomorrow.
Right. We do it 7 days a week.
You can take control of the airwaves at that time. And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864 extension 1. That's 866-869-6864 extension 1 or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 855-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebid.com. That's brightsidebid.com. Order today.